Today, a commission appointed by President Bush issued a harsh assessment of the nation's mental health care system. According to the report, many Americans who suffer from depression and other psychiatric problems face tremendous obstacles in getting adequate treatment. One problem, a gross lack of coordination among healthcare providers. NPR's Joanne Silberner has the story of one man who got lost in this mental health care maze.
After Michael Long's grandmother died last winter, he found it difficult to focus. He started sleeping a lot. He was barely able to continue working his retail job and composing electronic music at home in Santa Barbara, California. By June, he was crying a lot, and his girlfriend asked Long to do something about his depression.
She gave me a hotline for me to call.
At the age of 29, Long began an odyssey through the mental health system.
The man on the telephone asked me if I was feeling suicidal, and I just fell apart, crying on the phone.
The man recommended that Long try the psychiatric ward at the nearest hospital. When a woman there learned he had no health insurance, she suggested he try a Los Angeles County mental health clinic. He did. The woman at that clinic asked him if he'd ever been hospitalized for mental illness before. He hadn't.
She said, "This is the wrong place for you. This is a place for people who have been in the institutions all their life." And so she referred me to a third place. And basically, they never got back in touch with me.
Long and his girlfriend spent the next day on the phone. They couldn't find a psychiatrist or psychologist willing to see him immediately at a reduced rate, since he didn't have insurance. By the third day, Long was still in bad shape. His girlfriend took him to the medical clinic she went to. The doctor on duty made a lot of phone calls and finally got a hold of someone from the county. Long recalls being promised evaluation and medication. He was asked to sign something.
I couldn't read anything. My eyes were so shot from crying. I just signed my name at the bottom, and an ambulance came and picked me up.
In the ambulance, he learned he was on a suicide watch. The attendant told him it was kind of like being arrested, but he'd be going to the hospital. Long's girlfriend, Kristen Johansson, was getting frustrated.
It was really obvious just in the chain of what happened to him that from one place to the next, you know, one facility to another, one doctor to another, they didn't talk to each other. They had no connection. I mean, no one even knew where they were sending him. I mean, they would just give him a number and say, "Here, we're done with you."
This sort of fragmentation is one of the key findings of the President's Commission on Mental Health. Michael Hogan chaired the commission.
For most mental illnesses, good treatments are available, but they're very hard to find.
So people like Long, who don't have insurance, have trouble finding places that will take them. So do others who have insurance that doesn't pay for mental health care. Few people get any guidance about where to go. Some clinics take anyone. Others only take people on government aid. Others only take people who have no aid. For Long, being involuntarily committed by the county to a university hospital was a horror. He remembers being in a crowded room with drugged-up people, sleeping on the floor, a few quick checks by a psychologist, a television blaring, being strip-searched in the bathroom.
I really felt at that moment, I was like, I need to get out of here. I don't belong here. And I tried to tell them that, but they reminded me that I was under a 72-hour watch.
Finally, after 3 days, the hospital discharged him with a prescription for Prozac. He asked for something for his anxiety. The doctor said no. He suggested Long take a sedating antihistamine. Girlfriend Kristen Johansson came by.
When I came to pick him up, they gave us the sheet of the care that he could get and the number to call. And the number they gave us to call was the first number he called.
The number that had started him on his odyssey. They didn't call.
You know, I didn't want to go down that avenue again.
As for what happened to Long, Marvin Southard, the director of the Los Angeles County Department of Mental Health, can't talk about any specific cases. He says the county does well with crisis care, but he does worry about people who could do with less than hospitalization.
One of the things that we're trying to do, for example, here in Los Angeles, is build the system so that we have the capacity to consult in emergency rooms and bring people out of the emergency room into outpatient treatment so that they can get the help that they need there.
And he worries about follow-up care. In his 5 years on the job, he's been able to put together several comprehensive programs, not just treatment, but help with housing and employment. He's got a program for inmates, for example. But he'd like to do more.
It's really a shame that people would need to be arrested in order to get quality mental health treatment.
What the President's Commission is recommending is a fundamental transformation of mental health care, focusing in on the patient, not just the symptoms, care that's readily accessible before a crisis occurs, and if a crisis does occur, care that's available long afterwards. As for Michael Long, he's had some panic attacks, but 5 weeks after his hospitalization, he's getting counseling and care from the Hospice of Santa Barbara, a volunteer organization, and he's starting to feel better.
I definitely feel like I'm definitely on the road to recovery.
Long got lucky because his depression was sparked by the death of his grandmother. The hospice is providing free bereavement counseling. Long says otherwise, he doesn't know where he'd go. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.